urlradio.net. You're listening to Jive Talking with Jim and Lissa.
Is your phone going off?
Yeah.
I hear your cell phone in the other room.
Yeah. Somebody's texting me back.
Somebody's texting you.
Yeah.
Don't you know you shouldn't text while on the radio? It's very dangerous, you know.
I know. I can't pay attention to what I'm doing.
There was something. I'm trying to remember what it was. Something. there was another article in the paper today about, and not the paper. It was online.
Oh, okay.
Nobody reads a newspaper anymore.
No.
So very pre-McLuhanite of me.
Yes.
There was something in there about texting while driving and why it's a bad idea. Duh.
Oh, no. It was eating and drinking while driving.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and they tied it in with the whole texting thing.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, because I eat and drink while I drive all the time.
Well, I do.
I don't drink while I drive, you know, not
you
alcohol.
Know, yeah, pop. But it's like you go over to Burger King and you get your
yeah.
your meal and you're driving and you're eating. And you're right. It's,
yes.
It's not safe.
By the way, we're talking about the fact that the Bismarck City Commission here in Bismarck, North Dakota, approved the smoking ordinance. A smoking ban will take effect in all Bismarck bars, smokehouses, and truck stops effective November 1st, just in time for the cold season.
Just in time for winter, yeah.
Just in time. Yeah, they're thinking all those people are going to be okay with it because they're going to take a drink and they're going to go outside and stand out in the cold and smoke. Not in this town, they ain't.
No. I mean, it's stupid.
They're going to get in their cars and they're going to drive after drinking to find a bar where they can smoke.
Yes. Or they're going to have parties at their houses. And they're going to invite all their smoking friends over to smoke and drink.
Yeah.
So if you live in a neighborhood with smokers and you don't like the smell of smoke coming into your wafting over and into your house.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you got nobody to blame but yourself.
Well, you've got also had the Bismarck City Commission to blame.
Yeah, them too.
701-751-0838. So they voted 4-1 on this earlier today. Now, it was kind of weird the way they handled this because they, I understand they actually moved the meeting, the hearing, the public hearing. They kind of moved it at the last minute.
Oh, really?
There was a thing at the Tribune website earlier today. The meeting, which included a public hearing, has been moved. It was moved. To the Bismarck Civic Center Exhibit Hall. Now, I'm not saying that there was anything underhanded about this.
Uh-huh.
Although, it has been known to happen.
Yeah.
When they've got something they want to pass and they know that a lot of people are going to show up against it, they kind of switch venues at the last... No, I'm not saying they did it here.
Right.
I'm just saying that, you know, these are public officials. They're politicians. And, you know, politicians have been known to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just saying. I'm not accusing anybody of anything underhanded here. I think it's bad enough that they passed this.
I do too. When was the move done? Was it done the same day?
Well, the story broke 7 o'clock tonight, so it must have been they held the meeting at 4:30. I guess it was right around dinner time. No, the meeting was held. Yeah, it was 4:30. So right around dinner time, I guess, is when they voted for it.
Okay.
And
interesting.
And by the way, the city commission, we're talking five people here, John Warford, the mayor, and Josh, help me with the pronunciations, Josh Askvig.
Yeah,
who?
Right.
Parel Grossman.
Right.
Brenda Smith.
Right.
Who has a very pronounceable name.
Yes.
And Mike Seminary.
Right.
Mr. Seminary was the one person who voted against it.
Yep.
So he is the one person who... I would not suggest you throw rocks at her. Whatever.
No, we're
not saying you should throw rocks
or
at people.
We
are saying that you should mail your cigarette butts to the city commission.
That's actually not a bad idea.
First of all, let me give you the phone number. City Commission, Bismarck, North Dakota. The number is 355-1300 in case you wish to call and weigh in. And
yes.
Remember, Mr. Seminary is on our side on
let
this.
Let your voice be heard.
The others, no. In fact, let me give you the address here. You want to mail your cigarette butts as a show of protest and just write down that you're doing this as a show of protest against the new smoking ordinance.
Right.
The address is Bismarck City Commission, 221 North 5th Street. There's also a P.O. box number. The box number is 5503 Bismarck ND 58506. Get your butts into the city commission and give them heck.
Let your butt speak for you.
because I really think this is a bad idea. This
it's a dangerous idea.
Smoking ban. Yeah, the truck stops. Mm-hmm. There's another place they're not going to allow smoking is in the truck stops. Now,
right.
Think about this. You're a truck driver. Let's assume you drive a truck for a living and you smoke. You're going to stop in Bismarck. Let's say you're approaching Bismarck and you're really tired, you're really worn out. You really shouldn't be driving. You should stop and rest for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But Bismarck is coming up and you're thinking, well, that truck stop in Bismarck, I can't smoke.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can make it into Montana and smoke there.
Right. Or I'll just stop at a rest stop and I won't spend my money.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you stop in the Bismarck and you stop at the truck stop, you're going to have a meal.
Yeah.
And you're going to take a shower.
Take a shower.
And you're going to
visit
with your friends.
Yeah, get the latest scuttlebutt from the other truckers.
So you're going to sit and drink coffee or whatever, and then you're going to smoke.
Sure.
And guess what? Think of all of the tourist dollars we're going to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're going to go somewhere else. And my point is, if these guys are out there and they're really tired and they need to stop, there's a public safety issue involved here,
this
too.
This is true.
Because if they're driving along and they're coming into Bismarck and they should stop, but they decide not to because they can't smoke here, and they're thinking, well, another 50 miles down the road, there's another place. I'll just stop there.
Right.
This guy really shouldn't be on the road, but he's going to stay on the road for this very reason.
Exactly, yeah.
Like it or not, we were talking earlier about the drunk driving thing. You know, people are not going to put up with smoking outside in the middle of winter in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Right.
Where the average temperature is somewhere around absolute zero.
You know, and I mean, every place I've worked at, I mean, yes, I go to my vehicle.
Yeah.
I go to my vehicle to smoke. That's fine, but when you're at a bar, you don't want to go out to your vehicle every 15 minutes. That's a waste of time and energy, and it's a waste of drinking time.
I love the fact that this thing goes into effect November 1st.
Yes.
Just in time for the winter
exactly.
to move into our area.
Yeah.
Just when it's starting to get cold, they're going to put this thing into effect. Real sharp guys, real smart.
They can't put it into effect, you know, come spring of next year. So that
That would be smart.
That would be smart.
That would be smart.
Then everybody would have the summer to get used to it.
Yeah. But no, they got to do it on November 1st. On top of everything else, they're being stupid about it. I'm not saying these are stupid people.
Well, they're being mean.
Oh, yeah. They're being self-righteous.
Yeah.
Because they know that the people who like this will remember it come Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're counting on the people who don't like it not remembering come Election Day.
We need to remember this, people.
Yeah, you need to remind them.
Yeah, as a fellow smoker, we need to remind them that they need to listen to every voice.
People who are smokers, you know what? They're citizens too. They're
That's
normal
right.
people. They vote. They pay taxes.
That's right.
They abide by the laws of this town,
That's
this
right.
state, this country. And I'm not a smoker.
I know.
But I may just take it up. I heard good things.
It's great for stress management.
Maybe I'll stick a cigar butt in there.
It's great for weight and stress management.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why people take up smoking. Kids take up smoking, not because of peer pressure so much as just to deal with the pressures of everyday life.
Mm-hmm. And we're not saying kids should smoke. That's not what we're saying.
But the main issue at hand here is the city commission here okaying this stupid, dangerous smoking ordinance. I say dangerous because people are going to get in their cars and drive under the influence in order to go to a bar where they can smoke.
Right.
Or they'll go to the bar, and then they'll drink, and then they'll drive home under the influence.
Right. Yeah.
Either way, you are endangering the public by doing this.
That's right. This is true.
701-751-0838.
Give us a call. Weigh in on
this. Yeah.
We want to hear your voice tonight.
Are you ready to go out and have another smoke break?
Oh, yeah.
I kind of figured. It's urlradio.net.